Okay, in the middle of the Sile, according to Reb Shimon, that Shimon says that a poro sheyol the gomel, so the gomel is also bachilo, even though it's yotze min ator, still it's also bachilo. But the more says of pshita that if it has mixta simonim like the mother, will be muta bachilo. So the Shiloh is, according to Reb Shimon, is it enough to have just mixta simonim, that the mixta simonim of this camel should be like a simon of the poro, muta bachilo, or do you have to have roishoy v'rubay, just like by bechoro? Reb Shimon says that the bechor, if an Eiz gave birth to a Rochel, it's only chayiv in the bechor if it's Roish of Ruba like the mother. The Shalos by Achila, also do you have to have Roish of Ruba, or is it enough just mixed asimonim? So verse on the top of the Ishtani Migomel, Shapidom, Yadum, Eloishim, maybe there's no difference, that here also, even Achila, you have to have Roish of Ruba. So verse says, the top of the Zainam, and Aleph Tashma coming here. It says, Behemah Torah, yet a behemoth that's Torah, she yold him in behemoth temeya. Like a poro gave birth to a chamor. He says, also bachili, not allowed to eat it. Sechura, this goes according to the Shimon Shita. That even though it came out of a Torah, still it's also bachilo. But v'im doimai roish of ruba limai, but if the head and most, the majority of the body is like his mother, like the behemoth Torah, then chayye bebechor, then there is a mitzvah bechor on the animal, and the chura hu adin, then it's muta bachilo. So Chura Shemamin here, there should be good proof that Lachilo Nami Boyer B'Shimon Reish of Rubai. That even for the head of Lachilo, also B'Shimon, all they have to have Reish of Rubai. So there's a lot of Nasantip Shatov here. Atayilu B'Chayra. Dafka, only Tilchus B'Chor, they have to have Reish of Rubai. But it could be for Lachilo, maybe it's enough mixas to mourn him. And they can have a bring a proof. The Koshavka Liachilo V'Kom Lei Abachor. Like the Brisa leaves over the Loch of Hilchas Lachilo. And when it talks about the B'Chor, it says for B'Chor, actually, Rosh Rubai Dermelimai is Shema Amina. Here is the proof that Labchera who do by Reb Shem Rosh Rubai only for Zilchus Bechera. He said it's a Porish Yolde Chamor that is a locha on this Chamor of a Bechor. That's only if Rosh Rubai is like the mother. Abul Achilu Banegeit Zilchus Achilu Shabai Loi. It could be according to Reb Shem you do not have to have Rosh Rubai. It's enough to have Mixas Simonim. So Moshe says Loi. There's no proof again from this Brisa. The Elam really aim to tell you Lachilu Nami Boy that it could be even Fachilu also Reb Shimon needs Roisha Bruba to make a Muta Bachilo. In the case where a Pora gave birth to a Chamor, it's only Muta Tita if this Chamor has its head and majority of its body like its mud like the Pora. If so, why does the Bryce only say a Bechor? I'll tell you a Bechor Ritzachlei, we need the Chiddush for Hilchus Bechor. Because otherwise, Sakot, that the Chamin Rai would have thought to say. How you look since the Pasuk says, Ach b'chor shor, and we dashed him for that before. Ach yehu shor b'chor v'shor, that the mother and the kid both have to be daimed to a shor. If so, v'lo tiski lei b'reish of rubai, I would have thought then that since the kid now is a chamor, it's not enough that its head and its robe of its body is like its mother. But maybe I would have thought to say, for Hilchos b'chor, you need adyika kuloi. Maybe b'chor shor means the whole behema has to be daimed to its mother completely. So Kamash Vulam, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa, know that even by Bechoro, if you have Roish of Rubai, it's enough to be Mechayiv the kid with a Kedushas Bechor. But it could be according to Rabbi Shimon who Adin, Veheter Achil also, Yevadavka need Roish of Rubai. So for this Brisa, you have no proof. Toshima coming in from another Brisa. Toshima, it tells the Pasuk in Vayikrom, Achaz de loy toichlu, this animal you cannot eat. Mimali hagerim mafrisiya pas, even though it has simoni tyra. It has the malik chooses cut, and it has split hooves, but still, that it's also bachilo. So we dash in mefrisa tasa ze iatoich. This you can eat. Avla toichol habo b'simen echot. But you could eat a behemoth that comes with one simen. So we dash in mefula kru. This pasuk is talking about that if you have a pora that was born from a chamor. Since the mother is a behemoth temeya, therefore the kid, even though it has simonet tyra, still it's also bachilo. That's supposed to be achas de lo tok le malagir mefisa parsa. Even though the kid looks like a cow and it has malagir mefisa parsa, but since it comes from a chamoro, it's also teat. Now we dash in ze iya toichol avola toichol, but you are allowed to eat avola toichol habo b'simen echad. An animal that comes with one simen. With one simen, you'll eat it. Now the question is, V'yeiz is there? What's the chiddush of here that he comes with one simen, you'll eat it? V'yeiz is there? Samara says, Zehabo b'simenechod. What's considered the one that comes with simenechod? Zehtomei hanalud minator. That's, let's say, a chamor that's born from a poro. And v'yibura minator, that the father was also tor. The kids of the poro live with the shor, and from them, they had a chamor. So this chamor now is muta b'achil, if it has what? It has a simenechod. So who this goes according to Rabbi Shimon over here, the Shita, and you see b'simenechad it's muta. Now Yochad the Brisa, I would have thought to say afilu iburim min atomei. Maybe even the case is if this poro became pregnant from a chamor, even where the father was a tamei, maybe also the kid is muta b'achilo, where it has one simen. Talmud Lomar, this no, the pasuk says sex ovim v'seizim. So v'dashen ashe oviv keves v'imay kavso. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Shuals know it's only mutiv, both the mother and the father was from a behemoth Torah. But in the case where the father was from a behemoth Temeah, then there's no way the kid is mutah. Because Mashmo, like we'll see later, Bishu holds that Zev is a germ is also. So Ma'i said there is a germ in what causes the kid to come about, the Zerah, the father. And since the father is a behemoth Temeah, so rather this kid will be also to eat, even though it has Miksa Simonim. So when do we say that it has Miksa Simonim is mutah to eat? That's only if both the father and the mother were a behemoth Torah. So the kids of the Churis goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Again, that a poror sheyol de chamor, this chamor is also teat, but it says clearly if it has a miksa simonim of the mother, then it's mutatit. And we're saying an extra ingredient here, according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to also be that the father also was a behemoth Torah. Rabbi Lezer says no, loibu hakos of lahatir es hamutar. Not come and tell you something is mutter, what's already mutter. Elohoisav ala mutter is come and tell you a bigger chiddush, something that I would have thought it's also is something that it's mutter. And what's the bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Elazar? That the eiz is there, tomei hanolud min hator. The case we have this chamor that was born from a poro, from a tor, but v'yibur min hatomei, but the father was also a chamor. So you have a poro that lived with a chamor, gave birth to a chamor. In this case, if it has miksa simonim, it's mutatitis chamor. So Mor says, Ayena, maybe not that way. Lakashan, Allah, Gan Rabbi Lezer, maybe not that way. Elo, maybe the Pasuk is only coming to include to say it's muta elo hiburim minator. Maybe only the case where the poor became pregnant from another ox, and then they had a kid, a chamor. Then the kid is muta with miksa simonim. So maybe if the poor became pregnant from a chamor, then the vlad is awesome no matter what. Tam 11, the Pasuk says no. Tam 11, the Pasuk says, Shor se ksovim, the se izim, mikom okam. So Rashi explains when it says se ksovim, it means se habo mishnei kvasim, because of two kvasim, that's called the se when both parents were Torah. Later is the mutter, Bishu Agnes, Rabbi Lez Agnes says, no, later is the mutter, the chivin dove vimay terim, lo yitzvach haikred, only the Pasuk, biyachas de toichlu. If both parents are Torah, pshita the kid is Torah. The chiddush is though that even though the father is a behemoth tamei, he's still the kid is muta. And we dash you more. The pasuk says, "Shor se ksovim." So we dash it to say, "Izim mikom mokum." Hashem midich siv se trei zimna. Shema milu dafilu mitzad aim poloi mitzad av. Even though it only has one side, just the mother was a poro. That alone is mata, the kid is muta b'achilo. And according to Rabbi Lezer, he holds, Zeb Zagurim is muta. That's the machlokes for Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Now the Gemara says, the koponim kori le tomei, lamaisa, we call this kid tomei, rashi lekolut, shilol milator. This chamor that was born from the poro, we call it tomei. So it means it can't eat it, unless it has miksa simonim. So does this go, like the Chura Krebi Shimon, it goes according to Krebi Shimon Chita. Rashi diyosu lehechad yein lemiksa simonim lekom. Still it says in this brayso him yesh lesimenechad shel tayrish adam li b'miksa as muta. Lekom the Gemara says avol atoichol abov v'simenechad. If it has one simen, that's called miksa simonim. It's muta. So here we see clearly current from Shimon, even miksa simonim is enough. So Gemara says maybe no. I tell you, high tana this tana sovel lekavosim bechoda. Maybe this tana is not really Rabbi Shimon. Just this tana, this brayso holds like a Shimon in one punkt. That he holds that the vlad of a Torah is also b'chilo, but a polig le b'chada. There could be argues that this Tan holds even a mixed simonim is enough to make a mutar b'chilom. But maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have v'dafka roishoy v'ruba. See, I have no proof. Now the Gemara says, v'iko d'makshe yomaisiv. Some ask this question and they answer it. And from this answer, we'll see pshat payos. They ask the question, Iburim in Atome, it says what? That this poor became pregnant from a chamor. The question is, Mima Abro, is it true that a behemoth Torah could become pregnant from a behemoth Tomeo? Ivom Rabbi Shubal Levi says that Leolam, Amis Averis Loy Tomeo in Ator, Loy Torah in Atome, Loy Gasa in Adaka, Loy Daka in Agasa, Loy Behemo in Achai, Loy Chai in Abehemo, that no different breeds in different medium could become pregnant one from another. Not a poro from a chamor, and not a behema gas from a behema daka, not a poro from a sheep, and not a chaya from a behema. They can't become pregnant one from another. Chutz excluding, the only difference is, chutz from Reb Lezer Machlokusa, the one that argues, Shaim, they used to say, chaya misabers from a behema. That's the shal exactly Gemara before. In Chulum we had what's called a kfi. A kfi is called a sophic behema, sophic chaya. So Reb Lezer Machlokusa, they held, you know what a kfi is? A kfi is where a behemoth gave birth from a chaya. So according to him, you see, a behemoth and a chaya could become pregnant one from another. But excluding him, and even him, he only says it by a behemoth and a chaya. But by a behemoth Torah and a behemoth Tanei, everybody agrees they can't become pregnant. So how is it possible to Bryce before to say that the poro of the behemoth Torah became pregnant where the father was a behemoth Tanei? The Gemara answers, the Yom Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Rabbi Yirmiyah says the case is talking about the Abba Mikolot Ben Poro. We're talking about now that this par became pregnant, true, from a chamor, but this chamor was born from a para. That's called the kolot, means its hooves are flat, not split, so it's a simen tineya, but it came, the ben para came out of a para. And valib with Rabbi Shimon, we're going according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Shita Rabbi Shimon holds that if a para gives birth to a chamor, that chamor is called osabachila. So now that chamor became upon a para, and made the poro pregnant. This is the case that this chamor could make a poro pregnant, because the ikir adin, this chamor came from a poro. Now, so that's the case we're talking about, where it was misaber from the behemoth tameya. Well, come and still the brisa says, but if this chamor now has one simon like its mother, then it becomes muta bachila. So again, the chur this time holds like a mishimin. And he's telling us now, b'simen echad, it's muta b'chilo. So who you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, you do not have to have Rosh Yerubai, but enough to have Miksa Simonim. So more says in Noah, and more answers again, I'll tell you, Hai Tana Sov, Ula Kavosim, because the Tana also came in one punkt, or Paul Agalea B'chod, the Yag is in him is something else. So now there's no proof. There's no proof what Rabbi Shimon itself would really hold. So more says, Lamein, what do you want to tell me now? What do we see for now? Machlek is here, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shua, that Reb Lezer saw the Zeb as a Gorm is Mutam. That Reb Lezer holds, even though the father is a Chamor, it doesn't make a difference. We only go boss to the mother, she's the Ikka Gorm, and therefore Zeb is a Gorm, even though the father is a Gorm, still the kid is Mutam. Reb Yeshua saw the no, Zeb is a Gorm is also. If Reb Yeshua holds, if the father would be a Chamor, then the kid would be also, even though the mother is a Parah. But you have Zeb is a Gorm, you have the mother and the father both being Gorm, causing to have the kid. So that's why it would be Yosso. So that's the Machlokes, Reb Lezer and Yeshua here. So Marias, no, for Yipcha Shemilu, we heard just the opposite. We have a locha, Gemara and Chulun, we had that Vlad Trefa, what's going to be the locha of a Trefa, mother that was a Trefa, gave birth? And the Vlad came out now, and the Vlad is not really a Trefa. So is it Mutab Achilu or not? You let him make a Shechita on the Vlad, either or not. So Reb Lezer, Goymer, Lo Yakum Lagabi Mizbeach, he can't use this for Mizbeach for Korban. Since it comes out of a treifa, it has loch like its mother, it has loch like a treifa, that you cannot use it for a korban. Rashi says, by vlat treifa means by the oviv tomim, but the father was a tom, was not a treifa. That's also called zevazeh gorim. And still you see Oblezah hold this osla gavi mizbeach. The chur see Oblezah hold zevazeh gorim is also. Rabbi Shua, I'm going to know you call the Gavi Mizbech, you're allowed to use this behema for korban. So here you see what? That Zeb is a Gurm is Mutta. Even though the mother is a Trefa, but since the father is a tam, it's muta. Vishua sava zeb zagur mashma is muta. Samora says no. Piyam ulavata yisav reb leza zeb zagur mizosa.
And that's why by this korban over here he holds the vlad. A vlad, treifa, is also the gabi korban. Is also to be makrif of the gabi mizbeach. Because it's called the zeb zagurim, that's also. His hakam before he says that where the father is the chamor, still the kid is muta. Hakam before mashmi yod zeb zagurim is muta. So my interest, I'll tell you, Vishan Yoch over here in our case before is different, because otherwise the imkem, if so, nicht of kruos sek vosim vizim. Se vise lovely. Once the apostle said the word se vise twice, Shemamina, as the answer comes to teach us, se mikomokum. As long as the se, even though just the mother alone was the behemoth tonight, with the behemoth Torah, even though the father was the behemoth tonight, you're still its mutter. So kids, especially there's a custom over here that you go bust with the mother. If the mother, the parah, gave birth to a chamor, so that kid could become muta bachila if it has mixed asimonim, according to Rabbi Shimon. And not according to Rabbi Shimon, it'll be muta bachila, even though the father was a chamor. Now, that's Pshar and Rabbi Leza. For Rabbi Yeshua, Amalach, Rabbi Yeshua tells like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Amalach, V'yamo lo v'zev is a gurm takis muta. That's why he holds by this korban taki, could be marked with the gabi mizbeach. He could be makrivit because zev is a gurm is muta. V'och akam over here taki, he holds that it's also. V'yav Yeshua v'hocha im keim lichtav kruo shor kesa v'yez. K'sovim v'yizim, what's the double ocean of k'fosim v'yizim lomali? Sh'mamina atshe oviv kevez v'imai kavso. That over here, when is the behemoth muta v'achilo? Only where both the mother and the father were behemoth toiris. But in the case where one of them was the behemoth tameya, here it's a special gezeiras hakosav, it's also machila. So even though usually zev is a germ is muta, here though he holds, it's also. Toshima, so I'll call upon to our shaila back again. What does Reb Shimon hold by achila? The after roish of rubai, we're not clear yet. So more says Toshima, come in here. Reb Shimon or Reb Shimon says gomal gomul shnei pom. The Torah says gomal twice, once in vayikun, once in devarim. Echad gomel hanelud mina gomel, v'yechad gomel hanelud mina poro. Even though a camel was born from a poro, still a sasa bachilo. That's the chiddush. Even though it comes out of a poro, still since it looks like a camel, it's sasa bachilo. But clearly, v'yimroisha v'ruba double imoi. But if the head and majority of the body looks like the mother, like the poro, muta bachilo. So shmamina, here is a clear proof. That lachila nami boyer shim roish ruba shomin. Here is a good proof that shim knows even for achila you have to have roish ruba diamond to the mother, then it's mutav achila. And if not, then not. Now it says the Mishnah shayetsa minat tomei, what comes out of a tomei is also boy minei murav sheshes mei raglayim shel chamor. The urine that comes out of a donkey, ma what's the loch is a mutav to drink or not? Samor says. First of all, once he has a shawl, he boy the susum gemalim. Once he has the same shawl, what about a camel and a horse? Sumer says no. The susum gemalim lo mi boiler. There, here, I have no question about the urine of a horse or a camel. The loy achiri, it doesn't get dirty like. Therefore, the loy dom oil lecholav is not daimed to its milk, but rather we say mayil oil mayil nafik. The earth like pure water. The urine of a horse or of a camel is like pure water. So we say it just comes in, goes out of the body, pshit it's muta. Rashi says, mayil oil, or mayil nofik, vay dekiri havla debishahu. No, so that's a shal gemara. That boy is slus v'gomo pshit it's muta. It doesn't become part of the behema. Kiko mi boiler, where's my question? The chamor, the urine that comes out of a donkey. The akiri, it's a little bit dirty like. V'dom l'cholavak, change color, it's a little bit like milk. So my, what's the locha? Migufa ko mimtzi the asiri. Do we consider the urine like coming out of the body? It's like the tzir, what comes out of the body of the behemoth tameya. So pshita tzasa. Or do we maybe know? Even here also we say svara mayelo, the water he drinks that comes into his body, and mayenof is the urine that comes out is like that water. I've hired the akiri. How come it's a little bit dirty? How come it changed over colors a little bit? Havlo de bisru, maybe it's only the heat of the body inside. That's what changed it around. Rashi says, "Machmas chamimus v'sirchen abasa," because of the heat and the rotting of the meat. That's what caused the urine to change colors. But maybe really it's only called water, and therefore it's muta to drink. Or maybe no, lamaisa is considered part of the body, it's a yaitzif and a chamor, it should be also the drink. So it says, oh, mulura, sheshe said, tenisu, we learned, says now Mishnah, shaha yaitzim in atome tome, viha yaitzim in ator tor. So now, mitome loikomer doesn't say, ha yaitze mitome, ela minatome, it's losha minatome. Vahani nami,